Today is the fifth day of June. Welcome. Welcome back around the global campfire. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today. And I'm always excited to find out what happens next. We continue our journey day by day, step by step. Our journey has led us into, well, all of the books, all the way up until 2 Samuel. And today we will conclude 2 Samuel today, chapter 23, verse 24 through 24, verse 25. Among the 30 were Asael, Joab's brother, Elhanan, Dodo's son from Bethlehem, Shammah from Harod, Elika from Harod, Helez from Pilet, Ira, Ikesh's son from Tekoa, Abiezer from Anathoth, Mebunai, the Hushatite, Zalman from Aho, Maharai from Netophah, Hileb, Baana's son from Netophah, Ittai, Ribai's son from Gibeah in Benjamin, Benaiah from Piriathon, Hidai from the Geash Ravines, Abi Albon from the Desert Plain, Asmaveth from Bahurim, Eliaba from Shealbon, Jashan from Gizanite, Jonathan, Shammah's son from Harar, Ahiam, Sharar's son from Harar, Eliphelet, Asabeh's son from Maacah, Eliam, Ahithophel's son from Gilo, Hethro from Carmel, Peari from Erab, Igal, Nathan's son from Zobah, Bani the Gadite, Zilak the Ammonite, Naharai from Beeroth, and the armor bearer for Zeruiah's son Joab, Ira from Ether, Gaab from Ether, and Uriah the Hittites, 37 in all. The Lord burned with anger against Israel again, and he incited David against them. Go and count the people of Israel and Judah. So the king said to Joab and the military commanders who were with him, go throughout all the tribes of Israel from Dan to Beersheba and take a census of the people so I know how many people there are. Joab said to the king, may the Lord your God increase the number of a people 100 times while the eyes of my master the king can still see it. But why does my master the king want to do this? But the king's word overruled Joab and the military commanders. So Joab and the commanders left the king's presence to take a census of the Israelites. They crossed the Jordan River and began from Arior and from the town that is in the middle of the valley of Gad, then on to Jazer. They continued to Gilead and on to Kadesh in Hittite territory. They came to Dan and went around to Sidon. They went to the fortress of Tyre and to all the towns of the Hivites and the Canaanites. They went out to Beersheba in the arid southern plain of Judah. At the end of 9 months and 20 days after going through the entire country, they came back to Jerusalem. Joab reported to the king the number of the people who had been counted. In Israel, there were 800,000 strong men who could handle a sword. In Judah, the total was 500,000 men. But after this, David felt terrible that he had counted the people. David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. Now, Lord, please take away the guilt of your servant because I have done something very foolish. When David got up the next morning, the Lord's word came to the prophet Gad, David's seer. Go and tell David, this is what the Lord says. I'm offering you 3 punishments. Choose one of them, and that is what I will do to you. So Gad went to David and said to him, will 3 years of famine come on your land? Or will you run from your enemies for 3 months while they chase you? Or will there be 3 days of plague in your land? Decide now what answer I should take back to the one who sent me. I'm in deep trouble, David said to Gad. Let's fall into the Lord's hands, because his mercy is great, but don't let me fall into human hands. So the Lord sent a plague on Israel from that very morning until the allotted time. 70,000 people died from Dan to Beersheba. But when the divine messenger stretched out his hand to destroy Jerusalem, the Lord regretted doing this disaster and said to the messenger who was destroying the people, "That's enough. Withdraw your hand." At that time, the Lord's messenger was by the threshing floor of Araunah from Jebus. When David saw the messenger who was striking down the people, he said, "I'm the one who sinned. I'm the one who has done wrong. But these sheep, what have they done wrong? Turn your hand against me and my household." That same day, Gad came to David and told him, "Go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah from Jebus." So David went up following Gad's instructions, just as the Lord had commanded. Araunah looked up and saw the king and his servants approaching him. Araunah rushed out and bowed low before the king, his nose to the ground. Araunah said, "Why has my master and king come to his servant?" David said, "To buy this threshing floor from you to build an altar to the Lord, so the plague among the people may come to an end." Then Araunah said to David, "Take it for yourself, and may my master the king do what he thinks is best. Here are oxen for the entirely burnt offering, and here are threshing boards and oxen yokes for wood. All this, your majesty, Araunah gives to the king." Then he added, "May the Lord your God respond favorably to you." "No," the king said to Araunah, "I will buy them from you at a fair price. I won't offer up to the Lord my God entirely burned offerings that cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oven for 50 shekels of silver. David built an altar there for the Lord and offered entirely burnt offerings and well-being sacrifices. The Lord responded to the prayers for the land, and the plague against Israel came to an end. Acts 3. Peter and John were going up to the temple at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the established prayer time. Meanwhile, a man crippled since birth was being carried in. Every day, people would place him at the temple gate, known as the Beautiful Gate, so he could ask for money from those entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he began to ask them for a gift. Peter and John stared at him. Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gazed at them, expecting to receive something from them. Peter said, "I don't have any money, but I will give you what I do have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, rise up and walk." Then he grasped the man's right hand and raised him up. At once his feet and ankles became strong. Jumping up, he began to walk around. He entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God. They recognized him as the same one who used to sit at the temple's beautiful gate, asking for money. They were filled with amazement and surprise at what had happened to him. While the healed man clung to Peter and John, all the people rushed toward them at Solomon's porch, completely amazed. Seeing this, Peter addressed the people, "You Israelites, why are you amazed at this? Why are you staring at us as if we made him walk by our own power or piety? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus. This is the one you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence, even though he had already decided to release him. You rejected the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you instead. You killed the author of life, the very one whom God raised from the dead. We are witnesses of this. His name itself has made this man strong. That is because of faith in Jesus' name. God has strengthened this man, whom you see and know. The faith that comes through Jesus gave him complete health right before your eyes. Brothers and sisters, I know you acted in ignorance. So did your rulers. But this is how God fulfilled what he foretold through all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer. Change your hearts and lives. Turn back to God so that your sins may be wiped away. Then the Lord will provide a season of relief from the distress of this age, and he will send Jesus, whom he handpicked to be your Christ. Jesus must remain in heaven until the restoration of all things, about which God spoke long ago through his holy prophets. Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up from your own people a prophet like me. Listen to whatever he tells you. Whoever doesn't listen to that prophet will be totally cut off from the people." All the prophets who spoke from Samuel forward announced these days. You are the heirs of the prophets and the covenant that God made with your ancestors when he told Abraham, "Through your descendants, all the families on earth will be blessed." After God raised his servant, he sent him to you first to bless you by enabling each of you to turn from your evil ways. Psalm 123, a pilgrimage song. I raise my eyes to you, you who rule in heaven. Just as the eyes of servants attend to their master's hand, just as the eyes of a female servant attend to her mistress's hand, that's how our eyes attend to the Lord our God until he has mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy, because we've had more than enough shame. We've had more than enough mockery from the self-confident, more than enough shame from the proud. Proverbs 16:21-23. The skilled mind is called discerning, and pleasant speech enhances teaching. One who has insight is a fountain of life, but the instruction of the foolish is folly. The mind of the wise makes their speech insightful and enhances the teaching of their lips. Okay, something really interesting taking shape in the book of Acts. So let's remember our time in the Gospels. These books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, gave our attention to the stories of Jesus' ministry. And we got to become a bit accustomed to the rhythm of it, and his personality, and his miraculous words, and the ways that he lived, and the way that he taught. And in today's passage from Acts, something quite astounding happened. So Peter and John are visiting the temple for worship. They encounter a lame man begging for donations by the beautiful gate. This is not unusual. Not even unusual completely until today. What happened next was Peter spoke to the man. I don't have any money to give you, but I will give you what I do have. And in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk. And he grabbed his hand and pulled him up. And the man did exactly as he was instructed. And he received not only the ability to walk, but along with it, a completely brand new life. This is the first recorded instance of a miraculous occurrence after Jesus ascended to the Father. And what makes that kind of profound in this context is the reality of Jesus' physical absence, but the reality of Jesus' total presence in the form of the Holy Spirit. So the work of Christ was continuing through people, exactly like Jesus promised it could. And so the healed man is overjoyed. The crowd is astonished. They all assemble into a mass to ask what happened here. Peter takes this opportunity, seeing this, to speak, and he begins with profound words. Profound words. Because he says, what is so surprising about this? I mean, if we saw these things happen, we would be surprised and astounded. Today, they're miraculous. And so he's asking this question, why does this surprise anybody? We got to pull that out of the flow here and slow things down and take a specific look here at our own faith. What is so surprising about this? Peter's saying, of course this would happen. This is what Jesus said would happen. This is how we further things along, by being like Christ. By being Christ-like. So that's a penetrating question to just kind of pull out of things and look at today. So it's fair. Peter and John didn't have anything in that moment that we lack. Things were just happening exactly like Jesus said they would. So just out of curiosity, and I'm trying to be curious with myself, because I can be hard on myself. I mean, what would our lives look like if somehow, not just a portion of the time, but all of the time, like this was the reality, this was the air that we breathe, this is what we believe, this is how life works, there is a power from the Holy Spirit within us that is the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, and it dwells inside of us and is always available. It's not a metaphor, it's an example that we're reading today. I mean, if there was a way to actually stay in that space, then what kind of wholeness could come from it? You know, like, how radically could things change? Like, how radically could we sweep away, you know, the shame that hides us and just all of the patterns, just all of the things that we've figured out how to make things kind of sort of work, but really, really hurt us and hurt others. What if there really was like this source? So, I mean, as we're continuing through the book of Acts, that's just a fair question to kind of hold on to. We're watching the birth of this whole thing, this thing that we are a part of. And so we're watching this. And we just got to wonder, like, you know, what if I embrace this somehow? Like, what if for real, like, I don't just nod my head in assent and believe this happened 2,000 years ago, but I believe that it really is the same Spirit that is truly in the world today available to me. Wow, we could start dreaming about nothing being impossible, couldn't we? And so, Holy Spirit, we invite you into that fully. Fully, because this is the realm of faith. This is the realm of reaching beyond what we can see or prove or run through some kind of scientific experiment. This is at the realm of faith, where we believe, where we know beyond anything like that. And we reach into the dark, believing fully that we're not reaching into the dark, or we're just reaching beyond what we can see. And we get pulled forward and we can see more, and we get pulled forward and we can see more. So Holy Spirit, come pull us forward. Lead us into all truth. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. The Daily Audio Bible app is home base, and home base is a new place. We're getting ourselves all dialed in and settled in as we moved a month ago into the brand new app, the brand new platform, the brand new website, the brand new store, the network, like everything that is, everything that is required to do this 7 days a week without fail. It's all new. So if you haven't got the new app, be sure to get the new app at the app store that works with your device. If you have an updated update, and actually, if you are still like in the 1.0 app, that is about to be like, just update. I mean, you know, the thing is, it's a completely different technology. And so that will be sunsetted and kind of fade away. And you'll just, you know, I guess one day will happen, you'll get an alert that says this version of the app no longer works. You need to update and just update. But just be sure you do that in advance. That is definitely imminent. Check out the brand new shop. I've been mentioning everything's new there. Check out the new coffee subscriptions and tea subscriptions. The new Wind Farm coffee and tea, it all rebranded, looks new and fresh. We love it. And so far, feedback is you love it too. So check that out. Check out the new apparel, the new Global Campfire t-shirts. Check out the reading materials. Check out everything that's in the new shop. Because there's so much. Most everything is new there. So check that out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if Daily Audio Bible as a community being around the Global Campfire is life-giving, thank you for being life-giving. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, my beautiful dabbers. It is May 31st, and this is Asia calling from the City of Angels. And I just heard Dana's prayer request, and I just was moved to pray. So let's lift our hearts up to our Lord God and give Him all the glory. Heavenly Father, hallowed be Thy beautiful, beautiful name, Lord God. You are holy and set apart. Father, we lift our arms up to You. We lift our eyes up to You. We know that You are where our help comes from. You are the sovereign God of the universe, and You delight in hearing our prayers and in helping us, Father God. So we thank You because You are truly a magnificent God. Father, we come before You lifting up Dana. Lord God, she's has a myriad of ailments, and she is really desiring healing, Lord, so that she can spend time with her grandchildren, that she can enjoy this season of life and not be in pain anymore. This pain and illness, Lord God, it's she's never called in before, and she just felt so moved to call because that's how much she needs prayer. That's how much she's suffering, Lord God. And we know that You are close to those who are suffering, Lord God, and that You hear the prayers of the righteous and they avail much. So we come before You just praying and asking, standing in the gap for Dana as her brothers and sisters of the faith, that You would heal her by Your magnificent grace and glory. And we ask that You would remove this pain and that she'd be able to spend time with her grandchildren and her family. And give You all the praise and glory and be a great witness. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Hi guys, it's Grace-Filled DeCastro here. It's been a while since I've called in. But firstly, I just want to say thank you, Brian, and the team for this amazing app. It is so good. God has definitely blessed you all with inspiration, creativity. Yeah, all the creative gifts. Yeah, all of them. I just wanted to say, taken with love, I'm praying for you. I heard your prayer today, 1st of June, and I'm praying with you, sister, and everyone else who's suffering with cancer, who have been diagnosed with cancer. I'm praying for you also. Guys, take care. Have a blessed day. Lots of love. And hopefully I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
This is Fish Without Feet. Many have seen my prayer requests for Spider-Man's MJ. My wife and I met later in life, and she developed stage 4 cancer. And we've gone through now our second round of chemo. And we wanted to share a small praise as the oncologist examined my wife after her first round and noted that it was the most significant reduction in the size of a tumor that she had ever seen with just one round of chemotherapy. So as we give praise to God, give him credit, give him glory, we ask for continued prayer of healing and remission and for just the continued blessings that he's poured out upon us. Thank you all for your prayers.
Hi, Dab family. This is Resting in God's Shadow. I wanted to lift up Richie. Oh, Richie, your prayer, it touched my heart so, so much. Well, it doesn't matter what I've been through, but it really just touched my heart. So, Heavenly Father, I lift Richie up to your throne of grace and mercy. Heavenly Father, we glorify you, we praise you, and we exalt you in this situation, knowing that you are involved, knowing that you are in it. I thank you, Richie, for the courage and the boldness it took for you to reach out, the vulnerability for you to be honest and transparent. And Heavenly Father, I thank you that I know that you have Richie in your capable hands, that you see him, you are with him, you are guiding him. Holy Spirit, I pray that he is completely submitted and surrendered to you in every single way. I pray your wisdom and your discernment and your direction over every word that comes out of his mouth, every thought that he has in his mind, to break these patterns, to break the bondage, to break the strongholds, to break the repetitive behavior that he so desperately wants to stop. I pray, Richie, that you sit at the Father's feet, that you sit there, you let him minister to your heart, you let the Holy Spirit speak to you, you let them guide you with their wisdom and their discernment on exactly how to handle every single conversation, argument, conflict, thought, all of it, that you surrender it all, that you give it all to him, that you say, I don't have this at all. At all. I can't do any of it without you. So I invite you into everything, to every thought, to every word, to every part of my heart. Heavenly Father, I pray that you till the soil of his heart, that he allows you everywhere, that he allows you everywhere. You are the master potter.
Hi, DAB community. This is Mary from North Carolina. It is June 1st. I just got through double dabbing, and I listened to the prayer request on the DAB broadcast today, and as I was listening, the name Yahweh, which is God's name, it means the very breath of God, just kept coming to me. And he introduced me to something a few years ago, and it's not a formula, it's just a simple way to call on the name of the Lord when you don't know what to say, overwhelmed, and just need to pray but don't know what to pray. And that was just, he started me out just speaking the name Yahweh. And before I knew it, I was breathing Yahweh. And in that, is every name that Jesus is, because Yahweh is all-encompassing. So if you find yourself just in a place where you don't know what to say and you just need God, just breathe Him in a few times, just Yahweh. And in that name is everything that you need. He will come alongside you, comfort you, help you, guide you, give you peace, give you provision in all that you need, especially His grace, His love, and His mercy. And so, Father, I am just praying over everyone in this community worldwide that Your name, Yahweh, covers everything that they're dealing with, facing, going through, and need You for, Lord. We thank You that in that name is every name, whether it be healing, peace, provision, a way maker, a door open, God. You're that name. You breathe life into everything. In Jesus' name.
Hi there. It's June 2nd. I'm calling from BC, Canada. My name is Al. I'm calling about a prayer request on June the 2nd from one of our prayer warriors. I didn't catch his name. He's grieving over his broken marriage, and his wife has, after a year, has said nothing has changed, and she wants to move on and go to the next step of divorce, it sounds like. And I just want to call in and pray for this brother. Dear Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father, that You would get a hold of this young man and surround him with men who will encourage him, who will love him, and be support through this very broken, grievous time in his life. I pray, brother, that You would not give up, and You'd keep on praying. And Lord, would You encourage him, help him to knock down and beat these coping mechanisms that are in his life that we run to when we're in pain? I know this is not going to be over and in just a matter of months or even a year or two, that this may go on for years, this pain of the loss of this marriage. And so, Lord, I just pray You surround him with Your mighty angels. In Jesus' name, amen. And I just want to share Psalm 30, verse 5. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. I pray that that would be something you would write on your a sticky note and put it in your car, put that in your Bible, put it where you will see that each and every day. Because joy does come in the morning, and I can be a testimony to that.